Jules, congratulations on getting a job as Brom Town manager. Unfortunately, the condition is very tricky tonight, but what's your thoughts?
We knew it was going to be tough. They're a good side. But, you know, we're going through a change now, which is we have to do. And got players coming in and players going. As you see, some of the players that weren't there tonight, Paul Goodacre and Craig. Craig Reid, obviously, have gone. And Jordan Ellsworth as well. And Lawrence Fong. So four went, and we've got some good youngsters coming through. And we've got some experienced players I hope to bring in. And hopefully we can form a good squad and get the right formation and then start bombing on and stick with it.
Was it maybe the fact of the conditions in the first half that you knew you had to take advantage of, considering you would have been against the wind going in the second half?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be tough. We knew that, you know, having the wind, you need to get a goal. And we got one, and a good one at that. I mean, the guy, you know, said to Liam Oakley, we saw him come out when the linesman flagged when Oakley scored. And, you know, the linesman said, well, you know. But then they score a goal like that with 3 minutes to go, which is a bit of a sucker punch. But we're starting to play some good football and we're starting to look balanced and, you know, Saturday, a big long journey, and we conceded in the last 3 minutes again. But I've been there, done it and seen it, and I know that our luck will change and we'll have a bit of luck. But like I say, we've just got to bring in some more players.
Is it? I mean, you seem really resilient considering the conditions, and probably dealt with it a little bit better than him up till obviously the goal.
Yeah, we did. And you see the wind, it picked up quite a lot. And, you know, it was always going to be difficult. They was pumping the ball in. And, you know, I just felt a draw would have been a fair result. You know, and they're a team that have gone top of the league, so we're not far short. You know, we've got two or three still missing. Jamie Guy, we had Nicky missing tonight as well. And Phil Anderson. And three good players, three strong players. And we need that. But, you know, we'll get it right. I'll get it right. And like I say, we'll start winning games. I'm confident in that.
And going into Saturday, you know, I mean, the games aren't getting easy. You've got to play fifth-placed Hampton and Richmond at home.
Yep.
But if you play again like that with the conditions won't be as bad, then it's all up for grabs.
No, I think every game you play in this league, you know, you can win some. But I've got to be honest with you, we've let ourselves down a little bit in previous games, you know, like going to Dulwich and going to East Thurrock, and, you know, and I think the beauty of this league is trying to keep a settled side and try to keep a formation that you got the players to do. You know, we played 4-4-2 Saturday, had a couple of injuries, played 4-3-3 tonight, and I know that a few adjustments here and there, and then, you know, we might change it again. I know what our Hampton are all about, and, you know, if we can still play the football that we're trying to play, then we'll be fine. I'm confident we'll be fine.
Yeah. And I see you're very, very animated and very vocal on the sidelines.
Yeah, I think.
I
enjoy my football. I love it. I like to get involved and, you know, and encourage the players, especially the young ones. And the players, you know, if there's no point, I've always believed there's no point, like Brian Clough, I'm a great Brian Clough fan anyway. And there's no point in having to go at your players after the game. You can't do nothing about it. But during the game, you can help them mark a bit tighter. You know, look up, get your head up, play it short, and encourage them and help them. And when they need a little, and it'll make them better players. So yeah, I love it. You know, and it's a good club, good people, you know, good chairman, and it's a lovely club to work for. And I'm going to enjoy it.